It's not the first time that Hamas has called on other political parties to join it in forming a broad-based unity government. The militant Islamic group did so almost immediately after its surprise election victory in January. But it found no takers and in the end formed a new government on its own. But facing increasing isolation, a financial crisis, and internal unrest, Hamas is again in talks with some Palestinian factions in an attempt to draw them into the fold. Kayyad El-Ghul, a leading member of the radical PFLP, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, confirmed that his group is talking with Hamas. Speaking on Palestinian radio, El-Ghul said it's too early to say what the outcome might be, but he said he remained optimistic if Hamas would try to find common ground with other factions to bring them into the government. The mainstream Fatah faction, which lost its hold on power in the January elections, has not participated in the talks. And the independent Palestine Party of longtime human rights activist Mustafa Barghouti has also not taken part. Barghouti told Palestinian radio he was surprised to hear about the talks, noting that his group had not even been invited. Despite its impressive election victory, Hamas has not really been able to govern. It was quickly shunned by Israel, the United States, and the European Union, all of whom consider Hamas a terrorist organization. Israel suspended the transfer of tax and customs duties it collects on behalf of the Palestinians, and Washington and the EU cut off direct funding to the newly elected Hamas-led government, even though they promised to continue humanitarian assistance. And so the government has been unable to pay civil servants, police, and security forces, which in some cases has resulted in violent protests, with masked gunmen storming ministry buildings demanding their pay. Hamas did get a reprieve on Sunday when Iran announced it would give the Palestinian Authority $50 million in aid. The Gulf state of Qatar announced on Monday it would also give $50 million to the Palestinian government, and Russia has also said it would provide emergency assistance as well. Despite growing pressure and difficulties, Hamas remains defiant, saying it will not give in to Western demands that it renounce violence, recognize Israel, and recognize previous peace agreements between Israel and the Palestinians. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.